This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I don't really have to look expensive and dear. Say on it, do you really want to deal in Kwanzaa? I'm the ragamuffin in that different place.
I was going to let you play the music some more, and I was enjoying that.
Hey, 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 this is the season. Gonna lick another cup and reason. All my roughneck, take a set, brethren are here. Say on it, this is not a joke. And I beg you don't laugh and choke. But there's a few things we have to make clear. Hey, all I really want for Christmas is to be a little bit more conscious. I don't
really. Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri and I'll be the host for the show today. Today is Wednesday. Wednesday, December 3rd. It's a Man Down Mashup Wednesday when we combine two shows together and where we analyze the news. Of course, we have one or two things that we want to talk about. What I want to talk about, and following the theme of that music, is something celebratory. Yesterday, the government listed the names of the top scholars in the Bahamas. I want to at least name the students. I mean, we can talk about a number of things. We tend to talk all kind of negative things, right? But one of the students here came from a public school. And I want to make sure you have that seeped in. We had the top students, the 20 top students who got the all-merit prize, $20,000, $10,000, $15,000 that the government gives every year, right? I think I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 of them that I'm going to at least have Aaron call the names out, right, to recognize them and the school they came from, right? One of the people recognized in this top 15, top 14 students came from a public school. These are the smartest Bahamian students in the nation. And I was impressed. And I said, I'm going to give time. You can talk about all kind of negative things afterwards, I guess. Because, you know, Bahamians love negative things. We like to diminish our country. We love to diminish our country. It's part of who we are. It's part of our culture. We like to talk about it. But at this present time, I want to take a couple seconds. I can take long because I know you what you want to. You want to talk about the Bahamas, right? About the problems we're going through. But I want to take this 2, 3, 4 minutes just to either read the article itself, if we can, or at least call the names off and recognize the school. And then I want to know what the formula this public school did to get this merit scholar to get on this list. Because you know it's normally full of private school people. I used to see public school students there. But I want to know what's the formula and so we can embrace it and celebrate it. But go ahead, Aaron.
All right, so we're looking at this publication from Ministry of Education, Technical and Vocational Training, All Bahamas Merit and National Merit Scholarship Awardees. The 2025 All Bahamas Merit Scholarship recipient is Mr. Aiden Hanna. Aiden has achieved cumulative GPA and SAT score of 1480 and achieved 9 A passes in the Bahamas General Certificate of Secondary Education examinations. He graduated from St. Augustine's College with highest honors, earning grade 12 subject awards in advanced placement, English language, English literature, religion, and geography, and passed levels 1 through 3 of the Associated Board of the Royal Schools of Music Theory exams with distinction. He also holds Microsoft certifications in Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. His accolades include a 2023 National Youth Awards nomination for the Rising Star Award, the 2024 Youth and Religion Award Top 3 placement for youth and community volunteerism and nominations for youth in education and leadership. Aiden was honored with the 2024 Director's Cup for Outstanding Achievement and represented his school at the 2025 Alpha Phi Alpha Honors Day Convocation, where he won the Health Professions and Media Communications Professional Awards. An accomplished musician, he serves as president of the SAC, St. Augustine's College Marching Band, and is the inaugural recipient of the school's Samuel Hastie Music and Culture Award. With 9 years of experience as a seasoned alto saxophonist, he performs with the Junior Bahamas Brass Band and has played at local, national, and international events, including government functions, church productions, and Department of Youth programs in Harbor Island and Atlanta, Georgia, July 2025. A gifted communicator, Aiden delivered motivational speeches at schools, assemblies, youth retreats, national church meetings, summer camps, and government house. He participated in the Ministry of Youth's High School Leaders Program 2023 to 2024 and placed second out of 200-plus nominees in the 2025 Knights of Columbus Essay Contest. Aiden believes that life is a divine calling, a sacred mandate to serve, guided by the conviction that every breath is an opportunity to glorify God.
This gentleman is an all-arounder, busy all the time, but able to make 4.03, 1480 in the SATs. I think that's still over 1600, 11 BGCSE all A's, right, for an active person, and a boy, right? I wanted to celebrate him. That's why I said...
All Bahamas Merit Scholarship, value $140,000 for 4 years.
He has been the top student in the Bahamas recognized, but there's two. There's a second now.
Catherine Armstrong, All Bahamas Merit Scholarship, value $100,000 for 4 years. The All Bahamas Merit Scholarship runner-up is awarded to Catherine Armstrong, a Queens College graduate who secured second place. Ms. Armstrong has a cumulative GPA of 4.19 and a SAT score of 1530.
Smiley.
You know I torn, right? Because she from QC.
Yeah.
And she get higher in her side.
That's okay.
And her GPA. It's but then the other boy is a Hannah.
Yeah.
And even the Hastie Award. I'm waiting for the HHT bingo to hit, right? Yeah. All we need is a Tynes now.
But we can see if Catherine. She's as active. That's what it is. She's smart now.
Yeah, let's focus on Catherine.
Yes.
Armstrong, QC graduate. Again, secured second place. Ms. Armstrong has a cumulative GPA of 4.19, an SAT score of 1530, mm-hmm. and achieved 10 A's in the Bahamas General Certificate of Secondary Education Examinations, receiving honorable mention for her outstanding performance in the examination. She also obtained top scores in BGCSE, French, Biology, Chemistry, and Physics. Her high academic standing has afforded her the honor of graduating as the valedictorian of Queens College.
Wow.
Catherine received several awards, including the Principal's Lighthouse Prize for High Effort and Excellence, the L. Alexander Roberts Prize for her top performance in mathematics and science, the SAT Prize for obtaining top scores in the SAT examination, honorable mention in the Laws of Life essay and video division, and the Principal's List. She also received outstanding academic performance in biology, chemistry, physics, mathematics, advanced placement, AP French, AP Environmental Science, and AP Calculus. Catherine has been an active member of Queens College's junior and senior BAISS soccer team, the Bahamas Teachers Cadet, and has volunteered for the past 6 months tutoring classmates in French. As president of the Modern Language Club and Assistant Sergeant at Arms of the Junior Zonta Club, she has championed leadership, service, and advocacy for women and girls. Her dedication to Zonta's mission began in childhood, volunteering alongside her aunt to raise funds for vital service programs. She's also an engaged member of the student Christian movement. Catherine enjoys connecting across cultures while studying French, American Sign Language, Korean, and Mandarin. Mm. Catherine is attending Brown University and is pursuing a bachelor's degree
in Ivy League
psychology, neuroscience. Now to the other recipients, 2025 National Merit Scholarship recipients. Amaya Budu, NGM Major High.
That's a celebrated
Long Island.
We got to pause here.
Yeah.
We got to explain what NGM Major is.
That's Long Island, right?
Yes. It's a public school in Long Island. The only public school mentioned inside this listing of the top 15 students in the Bahamas.
But notably one of the best schools in the country.
Notably one of the better schools in the country, especially from a public school, and can compete with any private school in the Bahamas. And we need to know what their formula is.
All right.
They've been listed on this list several times over the years.
So Ms. Budu Amaya, GPA 3.85, SAT 1280, BGCSEs, 8 A's, college and university. She's going to Calvin University. She's majoring in chemical engineering. Scholarship value, $20,000. Mm-hmm. Huey Forbes, Bahamas Academy, GPA 4.0, SAT. SAT is 1330, BGCSEs, 7 A's. She's going to Prince Edward Island, University of Prince Edward Island. Her major is biology, scholarship $15,000. Jordan Rhodes, she's from SAC. Her GPA is 3.93, SAT 1270, BGCSEs, 8 A's. She's going to University of the Bahamas and Georgia Southern University, major finance, scholarship $20,000. So it seemed like maybe she get like a gap year, or like she say, look here, let me go do this little thing, get my cultural thing up.
Yep.
And then I come into bus a hole. Mm-hmm. Way to go, Jordan Roll. Devon Roe, R-O-X?
Mm. Rox.
Or Roy, St. Augustine's College, GPA 3.90, SAT 1380. If I got that wrong, Jordan Roll, her GPA is 3.93, just in case I got that wrong. Devon Roy, SAC, GPA 3.90, SAT 1380, BGCSEs, 9 A's. He's going to study computer science at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, scholarship $20,000. Caden Storr, QC. But look why this boy look like Sawyer Boy.
Family.
Not just that, Sawyer Boy. Remember Sawyer Boy's graduation picture?
Mm-hmm.
And he looked like he was 35?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looked like a man.
Welcome, Mr. Storr, Caden Storr, Queens College, GPA 3.85, SAT 1350.
My God.
7 A's at BGCSE. He's going to Georgia State to major in actuarial sciences. Oh, my, this boy sharp. Listen, dear parents, if your kids' numbers, if they're good with math games and logic puzzles, see if they would be interested in actuarial sciences, okay? Way to go, Caden. Dante Butler from SAC. Oh, my goodness. 4.07 GPA. Way to go, bro. SAT is
1390.
11 A's at BGCSE. I wish they told us what he got his 11 in. He's going to Tulane University to major in biomedical engineering scholarship. Ooh, what you could do with biomedical engineering?
Yeah.
Listen, I know what you can do. Butler, I need you to start working on these hips. Replaceable hips, right? Like, because the plan is we could junk a new hips and our knees to pieces. We're going to need you to be working on some biomechanical joints for us junkanoos. I mean, not me, I'm a junior junkanoo. Soleil Kemp, Queen College, GPA 4.04. SAT 1290, Georgia State University. She's also doing a major in biomedical science, $20,000 scholarship. Caden Major, QC, GPA 3.93, SAT 1330, 10 A's at BGCSE. She's going to Caldwell University, majoring in accounting.
You know, usually in a school, it's like 4 or 5 smart students, like top. You see, it's like 10.
Mm-hmm.
15 in one class. Can you imagine the competition this year?
Right?
Yeah.
At the same time, Yuri, at the same time, I wonder if we have to, because I see Soleil Kemp, and then there's 3 more QC names, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are schools headhunting students?
It's possible.
Are you pulling talent from schools?
Public schools.
To your school, and that talent in that school, because I know what y'all saying, like, we'll be trying to, they're talented, they may have a better chance of excelling in this environment, right? But are we missing out on what they may be contributing to this their other school environment and how that may grow them in many ways, including academic, right? It's a fascinating discussion. Caden Major, Queen's College, 3.93, SAT 13th. Oh, we did that one. Way to go, Caden Major. She's going, again, accounting at Caldwell University. Shelby says, QC, GPA 3.89, SAT 1220, 9 A's. She's going to Virginia Polytechnic University, majoring in computer science, engineering, and in computer science. Scholarship $20,000. Ethan Taylor, Queen's College, GPA 4.06. See, that's what my uncle was telling me when he said, you got an A for achievement, but a C for effort. If you'd given an A for effort, you could have gotten an A++. That's what these boys do in 4.06 GPA, SAT 1520, 7 A's at BGCSE. He's going to Georgia State
University. I'm not sure if you understand what 1520 is. That's the highest rate, I think, amongst them.
Yeah, he's the top SAT score.
Yeah. But, oh, the 1600.
Yeah, yeah, you're right at the top.
80 wrong.
That's all.
That's all. Go ahead.
He's going to Georgia State University to major in actuarial sciences, $15,000 scholarship. Jaden Haley from SAC, St. Augustine's College, GPA 3.96, SAT 1220, 9 A's at BGCSE. She's going to St. Leo University to major in biomedical and health sciences. Scholarship, $20,000. Soraya Halkidis.
Child.
Yeah?
Yes, Halkidis girl.
Congratulations, United World College. Oh, right. She's going to United World College. Mm-hmm. Remember when we had them on? We got to have you all on again. GPA 3.70, SAT 1270, 11 A's at BGCSE. Look here, whenever you feel like the Minister of State responsible for economic affairs slacking off on the job, mm-hmm. trust me, he contributing heavily somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, of course, to all the families. To Halkidis family as well. Cassidy Roberts, SAC, GPA 3.88, SAT 1240, University of British Columbia. Her major, biology, environmental studies, $15,000 scholarship. Leonardo Thompson, Queen's College, GPA 3.90, SAT 1280, 11 A's at BGCSE, mm-hmm. University of Georgia State University, majoring in biology, scholarship $20,000. Erica Turnquest, Sunland Baptist School.
That's Grand Bahama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a smaller private school.
School of Fun Private School, yeah.
Way to go. GPA, 4.0. SAT, 1420. A's at BGCSE. She's going to the University of Florida Institute of Technology to major in psychology. Girl, look here. If you don't be on the cutting edge of ethics and technology and how technology impacts, you know, small island, developing states and the young people in it, way to go, Erica Turnquest. Way to go, Sunland Baptist School. Way to go, Grand Bahama. Trey Duncombe, Queens College, GPA 3.89, SAT 1320, 8 A's at BGCSE, Georgia State University, major actuarial science. That's three or four young people study. Listen, I want you all to understand when we talk about skills building, this is it, national skills building. This is it right here. All insurance companies need actuarial sciences. Mm-hmm. Anybody work at a university have to create class calendars, schedules, actuarial science. Here we go. Way to go, Trey Duncombe. St. Andrews.
I'm waiting for that.
International school.
First of all, St. Andrews is an international school. They do the international baccalaureate exam. Uh-huh. They tend not to do BGCSE. The idea that these the parents of this particular child say, hey, you need to take BGCSE also.
You do all.
Do all.
Yeah.
And it shows the ranking of St. Andrews because we sometimes do not know how to measure where St. Andrews is. And now we see a child who's taken the regular national exam and seeing that St. Andrews produce excellent students and we can now compare.
We like to talk, when we talk about migrants, rarely do we consider the positives that they add to the country, right? But we have this cultural thing now where we talk about the tiger mom, the mother and parents who are ferociously committed to their kids' education. And I think we're seeing examples of that positive culture in our country. Next student.
You won't call her that from St. Andrews?
No, I that's what I'm saying. Okay, the next student.
Sorry.
I ain't call her name yet.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's Natessa.
Okay.
Natessa Hasty.
Bahamian name.
We're going to hit the HHT bingo soon, man.
Yep.
International School, St. Andrews International School, GPA, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
4.16. I think that's the highest we've read so far. SAT 1320, 7 A's at BGCSE. She's going to University of Michigan to major in neuroscience scholarship.
Mm.
Dear cousin, I hope you know you've been charged with one task to find out why HHT people had so bad.
Yes.
Neuroscience. Brian Smith, St. Augustine's College. SAC again on the list. GPA 3.90. SAT 13. Let me see that. 1360. BGCSEs, 8 A's. He's going to Kentucky Lexington University, University of Kentucky Lexington, to study civil engineering. His scholarship is $20,000. Ms. Hasty's scholarship was $15,000, and Trey Duncombe's scholarship was $20,000. Now, I think this is the last student on the list. Tiana Cash, St. Augustine's College again, GPA 3.89, SAT 1260, 7 A's at BGCSE. She's going to Lipscomb University to major in biology with a $15,000 scholarship.
Aaron, I just wanted to give time, some time for these students to recognize their parents, recognize their school, recognize them.
Yes.
As the smartest Bohemian scholars for this year, 2025. Mm-hmm. And I know that we have a number of things in the news that we want to discuss and hash out. I think that it was important to pause. Mm-hmm. Stop everything.
Come on. Absolutely. Yeah. I wonder if I could just pick up here, since we're celebrating, right, to follow up on the PHA Academy story, right? Mm-hmm. Monday's article highlighted the graduation of 71 students, right, a cohort of 71. But in 2024, there was a cohort of 26 patient care assistants, mm-hmm. right, 24 female, 2 male, 6 graduates from Grand Bahama, and I think they will be deployed in Grand Bahama. The remaining 20 graduates will be deployed between PMH and Sandlands Rehabilitation Center. The PCA training program, that's a patient care assistance training program, which combines theoretical education with direct experience, aims to prepare participants for the vital responsibilities they will undertake in various healthcare settings. Graduates have developed essential skills to provide high quality care and support to patients, enhancing the overall healthcare experience. I want to read quickly again. In 2023, the TCN program graduate a cohort of 36 students descending from multiple islands across our archipelago, including New Providence, Grand Bahama, Andros, Abaco, Long Island, and as far as Mayaguana. And the TCN program is the Trained Clinical Nurse Certificate Program, right, at the School of Nursing campus. Just one more point. It's all positive, from the Prime Minister's remarks at the most recent graduation ceremony. He indicates, right, that they're expanding access and adding new programs mm-hmm. to the academy, including post-basic renal nursing, which is important because we hear, thank you, Marvin Johnson, for always giving us news about renal care in the country, surgical technology, mm-hmm. and emerging leadership. So the PHA Academy's course list is expanding to mm-hmm. include these three
Good.
New
Good.
Cohorts. Yeah, yeah.
So we had some callers who are waiting, and then we have some texts we got to read, and then the whole phone line is open to you. Of course, there's an open line.
I have another story we didn't even get to.
We can talk about that.
Yeah, man.
So let's go to the callers here. Go ahead, caller. Guide and read here. I know you're holding for a while. We're trying to clear the board. That going there, Kermit? Okay, go ahead, caller. Sorry for the wait. We're just trying to congratulate our behemoth.
Shut this radio off.
Yes, sir.
Yes, C. Allen Johnson here.
Go ahead, C.
Just some quick housekeeping. Just let me speak first to the Haitian citizenship. It is impossible for Haitians in the Bahamas to become stateless based on the 1987 Constitution and the reacted 212 Constitution. If the procedures for registering the initial birth of the first generation...
Mm-hmm. If that happens, right.
Yes, but if nothing prevents that from happening except for the parent.
And
it does. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is not like I'm guessing.
No, I mean... Okay, you're right. What prevents it is the parent. But we also identified the barriers, right?
Which barriers? We've been using language dysfunction and what the requirement is for them to be recognized. You register the birth certificate or acknowledgement here with their embassy or whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
The argument concerning having additional documents and different things is a different argument. You're talking about the act of notifying the patient, consulate, or embassy, whatever it is, that you have a child born outside of Haiti. And so what it does, it has the citizenship by descent, also in Haiti. This is something that's been tested in other jurisdictions, including Canada.
Yeah, man, I'm not doubting the veracity of what you're saying, because even you said if, right? There's an if the procedures are followed properly, it is virtually impossible for someone to be rendered stateless. But there are barriers that prevent people from going. Now, whether those barriers are legal barriers may not be, but the barriers exist, and we recognize them because the ultimate burden is on the descendant and not on the person who didn't follow the procedure.
Right. Yes, but what happens is when they don't meet that barrier for the automatic recognition of Haitian citizenship, there's still the thing where they can establish under the descent law that for nationality or for registration to be established. That's what I'm saying to you. It's like it has to be the person would have to get, you could go through all of the scenarios, because even if you miss that particular avenue of registering the first generation not born in Haiti,
mm-hmm.
you still have the ability to register through descent.
Right.
So I'm just simply saying that it's just, we could argue that even here in the Bahamas and here, whatever procedures, but the problem is that we live in the 21st century now, and so those procedures then could be very easily resolved. And this is where Kiba Donko and I have been arguing for almost 25 years.
It sounds like it was one of those moot points where everyone has an opinion and there's no official judgment on it.
No, you have to know, that's what I'm saying to you. We are part of a Commonwealth state. And I'm saying to you, this has just been adjudicated, and their constitution and other things, that what we're talking about, see, when we confuse a right and the failure to exercise that right, just like today I heard you say that the person being registered as a citizen is an option. That's not an option under our constitution. The person has a right to be registered as a citizenship if they make the application between 18 and 19.
Yes, that's why we mentioned a right to apply.
No, no, not right to apply, a right to citizenship.
No, right to apply for citizenship.
No, 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 it doesn't say that. Read the Constitution, number 7. Number 7 says they have a right to, but the Constitution, our Bahamian Constitution, also says, right, that we have a right to apply additional things. Let me just read it for you. A person born in the Bahamas after the 9th of July, 1973, neither of whose parents is a citizen of the Bahamas, shall be entitled... not optional, upon making application or attaining the age of 18 years between or within 12 months thereafter, in such a manner, listen to again, as may be prescribed to be registered as a citizen of the Bahamas. But then it ends with a colon, which then means there's something else come there. It then gives you the renunciation. But number 2 said, listen, this very carefully, this is the part we always never have the full conversation. Any application for registration under this article shall be subject to such exceptions or qualification as may be prescribed in the interest of national security or public policy, meaning that we could put additional rules and regulations for them to meet, such as saying you must live in the Bahamas for 5 years before not making application, and whatever it is that we want, long as it doesn't violate the Constitution, and it also then brings us back down to number 12 of the Constitution. But the problem is, I'm saying, is that, when you begin to repeat things for so much that people begin to accept it as the truth, and that's where we are.
But there's also the problem, C. Allen. We all have opinions on the law until the matter is brought before a judge, right? And then there's a determination on what the law says, right?
Right.
And so, but I've heard the argument that you've posited. I've heard it multiple times, not just offered by jabronis like me, but by learned legal minds, that it's not that you have a right to apply. You have the right to the citizenship if you want it. And the application is to say to the state, no, I want it.
As, right. As long as you meet that window of application between 18. And other than that, it becomes optional. I'm just simply saying.
Yeah, that, I know that interpretation. Okay, but right. See, Alan, let's move on, because I get...
No, but I'm saying... Hello?
Yeah,
but
you're here.
You made us... I'm saying, let me explain you something with this upskill, right? You know, even with the nurses, the multiple nurses and all the things, the other nurse you mentioned is above a registered nurse, right? But and when we talk about this upskill and these skills that is needed in matching, we have a good opportunity of talking around things. And when you say upskill, can anybody tell you the skills that they are training for will be needed, or the skills that are going to be needed, or for the fact where the acting Prime Minister, Latrie Raming, where he spoke this morning about things. There's never any substantial evidence.
So you don't believe in the upskilling then?
Say that again?
You don't believe in the upskilling?
I say the upskilling has no purpose, and I would invite intelligent contradiction to what
so
I said.
So you
That's
will propose
question.
That the government cancel the upskilling?
No, I propose that the government begin to do an assessment of the needed skills in the country, in fact, for every position in the country of labor. I mean, I could go buy a CD.
So in the meantime, you say the government should suspend it until they do that?
Say it again?
So in the meantime, you believe that the government should suspend it?
No, the government, we could decide if we could suspend it. We don't know whether it should proceed or suspend, because we don't have the data to support either of those two decisions.
So in absence of the data, what should we do?
We should do an assessment of all the skills that currently is needed in the country, and then a study or a discussion on the skills that we will need in the future to build forward.
Should we
for the country.
Celebrate those people who graduate from the upskilling?
Yeah, we should celebrate. No,
that's
we should
all I
want to
know.
We
that's,
should actually
that's...
show them where they could fit in.
No, I just want to know if we should celebrate this as a good thing, or we should condemn it.
No, you know what I'm saying? What if I give...
I just want to know if we should condemn it. Condemn it?
You asked me a question. Let me answer you.
The question is... The question is, should we condemn it or celebrate it? That's all. Just say, no, I condemn it, and then we move forward.
You're going well ahead. You think I worried about skills building for AI? You don't think the power... You don't think the power can stay on long enough for any AI system to work properly?
Let's go to the next corner, man.
You think the people them in Elutra could have an AI system? Could have AI systems? You're going to force them to implement AI systems, but you can't keep the power on?
I just want to say, I just want someone who learned the skills to keep the power on.
The boy came to my house and tell me he can't measure the height of the line he running across the road, even though there's a height requirement by law because my house on a slope.
It's open like today. Let's go to this caller. Do you have any text, though?
Yeah, I mean, I have 1,000 texts, plus I have another story.
Yeah, you got to get
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller. Got it. Current, pass the caller through so we could go through everything and meet the timeline. Go ahead, caller. You're live. Turn on your radio.
Good morning. How are you all?
Good, thank you.
I have a question for CA. CA, I follow you on Facebook. Oh. I wonder why you always beating up on Rick Fox. Is it because he's light-skinned?
I don't think Rick Fox is light-skinned. No, but hold on. Let's pause. Let's go back and forth. Let's pause. Let's cover conversation. I don't think he's light-skinned, though.
What he is?
He's brown.
Okay, that's your difference.
You believe...
Why are you beating up on him? Why you don't focus on that part of my question. Focus on the main question.
What the main question is?
Why are you always beating up on him?
I'm not beating up on Rick Fox, no. My question is regarding the rules regarding a ambassador. Can an ambassador challenge the government, critique the government? Can an ambassador speak against the party who is officially the government? That is my concern. Why I'm challenging him, or why I'm concerned. I just tell you why I'm concerned. I said about the Bohemian. I said I don't believe an ambassador has the right to challenge a sitting government who appointed him. So you want to know why I come people on complaining?
Okay.
There it is.
Okay.
I don't believe a sitting ambassador should be able to challenge the party that appointed him, which is the government.
Well, why we don't talk about Sebastian then? If that's what you believe.
We talking about Fox.
If that's what you believe, why you don't talk about Sebastian?
If you want to ask him about
Sebastian. No, I don't want, I don't see. That's that parasocial again. I don't know anybody named Sebastian. I know Sebastian, right?
Sebastian.
Why don't we talk about Sebastian in the same way? Because when he had that editorial.
The quality ain't ask people Sebastian Bastian.
Yes, mash him up, Aaron. Mash him up.
Just ask me about Sebastian Bastian, I'll answer.
He say ask him. Ask him, sir.
We're good for one, good for all. We're good for the goose.
The question is, ask me about Sebastian Bastian so I can respond.
Ask him.
Okay, so why you don't carry Sebastian Bastian?
I carried Sebastian, Mr. Bastian, regarding whether the influence of a multi-millionaire who have access to loose money in terms of how we do politics. I took that to task, right? I don't know if I can say, give an example of the ambassador, going back to the term ambassador, has ever openly criticized the government.
What do you mean? And the letter to the editor when he said that I think that you'd get better governance if you pay politicians more. Who's responsible for politicians' pay?
Us.
Government.
I don't know that.
Government
we
responsible
were,
for
we
it.
Were giving them more raise.
So then what about the responsibility allowance?
Well, go ahead. But like I said,
Don't mind me, sir.
I don't know of any time the Sebastian Bastian criticized the government. I just don't. Aaron, try to give me an example there, but if you would give me an example. Give me an example.
Got you on the payroll.
No, don't say that.
Give me an example.
That ain't an
example of him criticizing the government. Just give me an example and then I'll mash my
pay. I press the button. We can't. Don't say that. Don't even suggest that. Because I ain't on nobody pay. Let me tell you something. I barely on the Guardian payroll right now.
We are barely on the Guardian.
Right.
Payroll.
So
we need a raise. It's Christmas time. We want bonus.
I would like to raise my spirits.
Yes.
And I don't drink rum.
Go ahead.
Okay. So
let's go to the text.
But caller, I feel you, right? Like that's my thing, and that's why I jump in. Forgive me, Nuri.
No, that's what
I think that the critique that is being made about Fox should also be made about Bastian.
I just said I need an example.
And I think that the difference between the two of them is one is in the party's good graces and one is not. And I don't think that is a good look for governance in the country, especially when you see that picture with the candidate, right? The nominated candidate for the Fort Charlotte constituency, sitting on the side at a conference table with the prime minister while the prime minister is engaging with citizens and what appears to be residents, right? There's a second picture that identifies the group in the room as the vendors from Arawaki, right? Mm-hmm. It appears as if the two pictures were taken at the same time, but I cannot say that the two pictures were taken at the same time. I cannot say that the same discussion was happening in both pictures. What I can say is, why is somebody who is not an MP sitting on that side of the table with the MP?
I don't know.
With the MP for the seat that he's nominated from? But ain't nobody want to talk about Sebastian?
That's the media. That's mainstream media.
I ain't mainstream media.
No, that's mainstream media. Call up. We're going on a commercial break. It's 11:43. Kermit's already indicated time to take a break. I see you. Call back. We'll engage you. Aaron has a number of texts we need to read into the record because people have been texting for a while about the conversation we
had. And then I want to talk about the presiding officer, right? The one who said, Brave is like my adopted father.
That's your daddy.
Listen, I want to talk about it because I don't think that's the thing that we should be focused on. I realize that this boy was Brave Davis's former campaign general.
Oh,
that should be the thing that we query, that we ask, is this sufficient to ask him to recuse himself in these exercises?
Why didn't the opposition?
It is an article.
But they didn't mention it?
It's an article. I don't know if the opposition mentioned it or the media mentioned it, but it's in the article.
Let's quickly take this break. Guardian Radio AM is a Man Down Mashup Wednesday. Aaron Green is with me. We just go into the news right now. We're trying to do something celebratory, but at the same time, we critique it. We'll be right back.
Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh.
you don't want bullet hair. You say that. You know, she always say that's my good child.
So what are you doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send pictures direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hey, yeah. All I really want for Christmas is to be a little bit more conscious.
Blessings and welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. This is Wednesday, Man Down Mashup Wednesday. That's why you're hearing my voice today. We're going to run through the text lines. Good morning. You guys are lost. When was the last time a smuggler was arrested in the country for trafficking migrants? Long time. Aaron, they come in by plane. Families, the government wants to use the migrant vote. Wake up. I wish you all would actually listen to what your government has actually said to you and then use that language to frame your response to them. I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm telling you, even if I don't agree with you, I could still assist you in framing a better conversation.
I'd like to say we had several human trafficking verdicts, guilty pleas.
Smuggling and trafficking.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what this court text is saying.
All right, here's another text. The government need to give financial incentives to Bahamian women to encourage them to reproduce. Baby formula, pampers, and healthcare is very expensive. Some formulas are costing up to $48 a can. Come on, government, start working for the people. Texter, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. We don't act in this country like we think having babies and raising healthy kids are important. The services are not there. The protection for kids are not there. Y'all park your car on the sidewalk in front of the school. Y'all don't, you're absolutely right. It's not just the government. We as a people have to act like we think having children is important. Here's another text. Aaron, I want to know what uncle is doing to try and extract in Ethiopia. Text, I almost called Adult Protective Services myself. Here's another text. Yes, we read that one. About, it's a commentary about the woman, the lady's comments at the end on the clock. They were very strong and require engagement in the moment. Aaron, our great government is seeking to populate the Bahamas. We need more citizens. What don't Bahamians understand about this? Let me tell you something. The drug era, the era that we don't like to talk about anymore, but absolutely impacts all of the dynamics of our current lives. Yeah. That's where we need to start, because y'all want to maintain this quality of life, but you don't want to do the work. You want to create a plantation is what you want to do. You want to enslave people. You could come here and work, but don't think you can be treated like a decent human. That's just a broad brushing. That's not everybody. 52, because I hear you. We Bahamians and Haitians are living together. That ain't the case. Good day. They come over, stay, don't spend no money. That's touristy. Tourists. Ms. Green, all you doing is making excuses for these illegal kids. Sad. This is why we are where we are. Their text, I would like you to read a law book. Read, you say, so we need to change the law now where they can't apply? First, you need to read the law. You need to learn the Constitution. You need to learn how to read the Constitution. You need to learn how to read ordinary legislation, and then you need to learn how to interpret it in conjunction with the Constitution. You need to do all of that before you decide what happens with children's lives. Here's another text. It says, Australia has the same policy where before they grant entry, they check to see how much money they have. The U.S. doing it too. That is a migration policy across the world. To add to the truth, the lady was saying, right, Aaron, which other demographics squatting on our land, on all our islands? I want you to know that all of those people squatting on land, there are employers who are Bahamian, right? Or there are co-owners of projects who are Bahamian that know very well where all of their employees are living. The same way you got that building on West Bay Street and the man blatantly told y'all in the media, this call is right there, told y'all in the media, park your car wherever you want to park it. If I heard it right, I know I didn't hear it right, but he might as well have told y'all park it on your head while you're standing in the prime minister's office, right? But y'all don't say anything about that. It's happening all across the board. All across the board. Here's another text. We need to urgently stop all work permits and making persons Bahamians for the next 10 to 15 years. Here's another text. C. Allen Johnson need not be given several minutes while others need to wait. Congratulations to all guidance counselors who have put forward these scholars and their parents to apply for these scholarships. Also a huge thank you to the government of the Bahamas. We should celebrate those who graduate from the government skills program just like we do when we give double leg amputees shoes. But then they have prosthetics. See, that's the point. There's prosthetics now, and there's young Bahamians who are learning how to make prosthetics. So, yes, we're going to provision shoes for double amputees.
Let's see if we can squeeze some of these callers in.
I got like nine more. Okay, you're right. Go on.
Kermit.
Let's go to the caller.
Let's quickly give everyone 30 seconds. Let me see if we get the rest of these texts. Go ahead, caller. 30 seconds.
Yeah. Morning, Brother Nuri and Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I sat down this morning and something ran across my mind, and I know you and you could help me with this.
Mm-hmm.
What would have happened if the COI party would had enough spark to attract Rick Fox as a Miles Bastian?
Okay, I tell you what would happen if they had enough spark to attract them. I don't think that, I think that would be a, if you just want win seat, you make the move. But if you're concerned about establishing a sustainable political movement, you be very careful, because you have to weigh whether the star power outweighs the sustainability of your organization.
Let's squeeze in this next one, Kermit.
Good morning, caller.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you all.
Morning, Uncle.
You know, when you talked yesterday to Sumner, right?
Yeah.
And you asked him about the compensation for laborers in this productivity task force thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But seemed like he skated around that. You know, because, you know, and the thing is, in the Bahamas, we do a whole lot of tourism. So, and then it still doesn't, the labor still isn't compensated in the Bahamas the way it should be. You know, it's about greed, you know what I'm saying? No matter what the production is, you know what I'm saying, you'll always have that class of labor, that class
division. Okay, so watch this.
I
hear what you're saying. But what Sumner said was that while it is a consideration of the responses that they got, it ranked low in terms of the frequency of response, right? That was not the most frequent answer that they got. But I'm not dismissing what you're saying. I'm just saying that was the response he gave. Another text, Ms. Green and Mr. Newry. Ms. Green, please tell Mr. Newry that people are listening can sniff out his bias when it comes to Mr. Rick Fox and Sebastian. Please tell him to stop it. No, I think you all are missing the point of Newry's critique, right? Because sometimes we're so stuck in our own position. You're missing the point of Newry's critique. Mr. Newry is not necessarily saying that Fox and Bastian are behaving differently. Mr. Newry is saying that they're being received differently. His critique is not about them, but about the others. Anyway, right? Like sometimes you're missing the point of the critique. I may have missed it as well, right? I can't get into this by brain because I am not his wife. This is what I wanted to talk to you about in the last 3 seconds. Again, like I said earlier, we have this article, Many Persons Have Called Me Daddy. That's the Prime Minister responding to concerns about a returning officer in the Golden Isles by-election, Neil Campbell's statement that he calls Davis his adoptive father, right? We had this whole conversation about what it means when grown men are calling other grown men daddy in your country, right? And in the culture. And then I wanted to make the point that I'm not sure if that's, although that's a broader cultural point that we need to focus on, especially considering the prevalence of rape culture in this country and the stats on exploitation of minors highlighted in the Global School Health Report. I thought that this was the thing to stick to, Mr. Newry. I'm going to read from the article, Many Persons Have Called Me Daddy, 21st of November, 2025. On Tuesday, Campbell responded to claims from the opposition that he is in conflict of interest and that he previously served as the Prime Minister's campaign general. So that's the first point. Is that the issue? Is that the reason why he should have recused himself or been removed from this process? I continue reading. He noted that he has never worn political colors or acted politically. What do you mean you are the man's campaign general? What does that mean? Campbell previously served as the island administrator on Cat Island before becoming a permanent secretary. After the local election, the video recorded of the results in Grand Bahama where the PLP flanked the local government winner like there's in a gang. Anyway, we continue reading. He is currently the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. See, this is the area...
I didn't know permanent secretaries can campaign.
We don't know. See, no. We can read. He previously served as the Prime Minister's campaign general. So I'm not assuming that he was serving as the campaign general while he was a permanent secretary. Mm. I'm not assuming that. However, surely that you were a campaign general, which suggests an allegiance to a party, should you have been appointed as a permanent secretary? And further to that, or separate from that, given your time as a campaign general for the Prime Minister, should you be involved in any election activity? Mm. Should you simply be transferred to another ministry at the same level? You know, we're not going to take anything, we're not taking any pay from you or any status from you, but just saying that perhaps you should not work in the parliamentary registration department because you were somebody's campaign general. And that campaign general, I mean, that the person who was campaigning then is now the Prime Minister. Is this not the place where the discussion should sit, the interrogation on whether this gentleman should be maintained or should keep this job? And what will be his job in the coming general election? Is this a conflict of interest that should be managed? Now, to the Prime Minister letting people call him daddy, sir, stop it. It is 2025. There is no political gain. There's not no political credit you could gain
from promulgating and proliferating this foolishness about call me daddy. That daddy either represents a power imbalance in a social relationship or a power imbalance and an intimate partner relationship. And if you don't understand what I'm talking about, don't you think it's inappropriate that when people are engaged in sexual intimacy, that the female will refer to the male as daddy? It's inappropriate.
I know why you're ranting about daddy. Daddy taking care of the Bahamas. He just gave the civil service some money. Daddy did that.
He gave them my money. I don't want that type of daddy. That's the type of daddy now the people complaining about is take your money and give it to his sweetheart.
You just
vexed. Take my money and give it to somebody else.
You just vexed because my daddy generous.
Well, I be honest, I ain't got no daddy down here no more. My daddy in heaven. There are others who would allow me to call them uncle, father, right? But
you need someone to call daddy. I can find you someone to call daddy.
I cool with that, you know. Mm-hmm. Just don't let it be the Prime Minister.
Okay. This has been Guardian Radio.
Can you imagine if my MP want me to call him Daddy White? Oh, my God.
This has been Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. It was a man down mash of Wednesday when we combined
both
shows.
Thank you for having
shows.
Me, yeah?
It was good. Tomorrow is another day. I have a guest. I'm supposed to be speaking about hurricanes tomorrow.
Yes, in fact, we have someone who survived, who rode out Hurricane Melissa in Jamaica.
Yeah.
He helped to support Bahamians during the recovery for Hurricane Dorian,
yeah.
And he's asking for support.
I shall give him some time tomorrow and let him tell his story.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. And on Friday, I have the NJC.
You do?
I have I had to do a lot of calling. I have the NJC. I need to explain what happened for Junkanoo.
Yeah, because it's a whole affair.
Yeah. And I want to know which Valley Boys. Anyway, Guy Radio AM, have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.